Democrat wins in Georgia would allow Biden to fulfill vow to sign LGBT Equality Act. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 4, 2021. Democrat victories in the Georgia Senate runoff elections would allow Joe Biden to follow through on his promise to sign the Equality Act in his first 100 days as president, a measure that would codify gender ideology into federal law. The Democrat-led House has already passed the Equality Act, legislation that would cement into federal law allowing transgender bathrooms, permitting biological men to play women's sports, forcing preferred pronoun use, and providing similar special LGBT protections. The legislation, as introduced in Congress, states its purpose is to prohibit discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation, and for other purposes. If enacted, the bill would essentially codify gender ideology into federal law. Prohibiting discrimination and promoting equality sound virtuous, but many serious opponents, including a coalition of conservatives, feminists, lesbians, and Christians, warned Americans prior to the House's vote on the measure that the Equality Act is dangerous legislation that will do anything but create equality. In fact, the legislation would likely force American women to relinquish their rights to privacy, safety, and the ability to compete in sports equally. Monica Burke of the Heritage Foundation summed up the likely effects of the Equality Act with the observation at the Daily Signal that it actually would promote inequality by elevating the ideologies of special interest groups to the level of protected groups in civil rights law. Kristen Wagoner, Senior Vice President of the U.S. Legal Division for Alliance Defending Freedom, also observed in March that forced gender ideology at the federal level would be a nightmare for American women, many who, at this point in time, now take for granted the equal educational opportunities they regularly enjoy. Wagoner warned in an op-ed at The Hill. Contrary to the gender identity advocates who are pushing the act, being female is not about wearing dresses, adopting other feminine stereotypes, or feeling female. If gender identity ideology becomes the law of the land, women in all walks of life will suffer the consequences of the blatantly sexist notion that a man who adopts stereotypical feminine roles, behaviors or clothing must be treated in all respects as a woman. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has already signaled she is in step with the Equality Act becoming law. On January 1, she revealed that the House's new rules would include the elimination of gender terms, such as father, mother, son, and daughter. As Breitbart News reported, the new rules would require Congress to honor all gender identities by changing pronouns and familial relationships in the House rules to be gender neutral. However, in October, a national poll conducted on behalf of feminist organization Women's Liberation Front, WLF, found a majority of likely voters disapprove of policies related to gender identity, including those that would eliminate protections for women in single-sex public spaces, such as sports, shelters, and prisons. Nevertheless, with Democrats in control of the Senate, Biden's view that transgender equality is the civil rights issue of our time and Senator Elizabeth Warren's DMA, take that black trans and cis women, gender nonconforming, and non-binary people are the backbone of our democracy, the act will likely become codified into federal law.